Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're liking the Tom Petty this morning. That was from Travis with Climate Tech. He was enjoying Tom Petty, so I found some Tom Petty songs. He's an oldie but a goodie, so we like listening to him sometimes. If you have any questions, you want to join in this conversation, we are going to be talking with Eric Rutledge, Administrator of Behavioral Health Services at Baptist Healthcare. It is May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and this is super, super important to me personally. On a personal level, I think this is something that, you know, we should always not have stigmatism around mental health and ways we can get help, things like that. And so he's here to talk about that. If you have any questions that come up, 437-1620, you are welcome to join in this conversation. Good morning, Eric. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you today?
Get a little bit closer. I don't think we could hear you. There we go. Perfect.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. It's so good to have you on today. And tell me a little bit about what your role is at Baptist Health.
So I am the administrator of all of behavioral health services. I kind of oversee the programs that we have, main one being the Inpatient Behavioral Health Center, which is on the main campus near downtown on Marino Street. Mm-hmm. And then the provider group, Baptist Medical Group Psychiatry, which is inpatient and located in our ERs for the system.
Okay.
Downtown. So I oversee basically anything behavioral health that Baptist falls to me.
Amazing. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about, since it's May is Mental Health Awareness Month, you know, why is our mental health so important? I could tell you 1,000 reasons, but I want to hear it from you.
I could give you 1,001.
I know.
So, you know, one of the things I like to tell people, you know, the pandemic, as horrible it was, I think brought a lot of people to mental health to the forefront of a lot of people's minds whenever we all got sent home.
I agree.
And mm-hmm. We were forced to isolate. I think it made a lot of people realize just how important it is, how it ties into every aspect of our lives. Our physical health is affected by our mental health.
Absolutely.
And it's extremely important to be balanced, develop healthy coping skills. You know, we like to tell people we can't fix everything that's going on in your life, but we can work with you to find ways to deal with it healthy.
Absolutely.
And that's what our goal is.
And that is so important.
It is.
You know, some things that I've learned too about that is there is a level of stress that it's normal, you know, being told like, you know, you are supposed to be stressed out when you're starting a new job, but being able, you know, when it gets a little too high, giving those tools to help navigate how you're feeling is so important. And how does our mental health affect our daily lives?
Well, as you mentioned, stress is normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, everybody has it. We have some acute stressors. It's how we handle it and manage it. And developing effective coping skills and dealing with that. You know, we cycle. We have depression, not maybe clinical diagnosis, but, you know, we have periods where we're down, we're up, and just maintaining that is crucial to us every mm-hmm. day. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how impactful it is on your physical well-being, mm-hmm. how closely the two are tied. You know, one of the big things that people are surprised that we monitor when a patient comes inpatient with us is, how are you sleeping? Are you sleeping mm-hmm. okay? That's one of the things that we look at in determining whether you're good to go. If you're having sleep disturbances, you know, it's not good for your mental well-being. It can affect you, your cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who go through cardiac events, open heart surgery, cardiac rehab, they have a higher predisposition afterwards to develop depression or some other behavioral health issues. So they're commingled, they're tied together. Patients who are going through, say, a bariatric procedure mm-hmm. or a weight loss procedure, when that first started, we started seeing those patients come out and developing a lot of mental health issues. Some of that was trauma-based, some of it was just the medication. But then we realized how important it was to assess prior and then afterwards. So there's programs now that are integrated into that. So it affects every aspect of how we function.
Absolutely, definitely. And it's so important to get help. And there is help out there for you. You can head on over to ebaptisthealthcare.org. And what can they find there as far as resources?
So we're actually working on that website, getting okay. ready for our new facility.
Yes, you have a brand new facility.
We do.
When does that open?
September 23rd, 135 days from today. I don't have it figured down to the hour and minute yet, but I will get there.
You're soon. Excited a little bit, I can tell.
I am. It is a beautiful facility that is designed for the intent of behavioral health services. Mm-hmm. Most of behavioral health in across the country is put in places that weren't designed for it, and
okay.
we adapt the best we can.
Mm-hmm.
This, from start to finish, Baptist gave us the opportunity to build a facility totally dedicated to the patients we're going to treat. It is remarkable in how we are integrating indoor and outdoor spaces, creating a home-like environment for the kids, because we do have kids as young as 4 that come into our facility.
Mm-hmm.
We've put in an all-inclusive playground that has
nice.
Sensory
mm-hmm.
capability.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it is just going to be incredible, and we're so excited about that. But outside of that, you can go to our website, and then we'll link mm-hmm. out to other services. We have a unique portion at Baptist in the continuum of care. Our services in the ER will assess anyone that's brought in, whether they come in on a Baker Act or if mm-hmm. they come in just thinking that they might have some clinical issue that they want to see someone. We have therapists in our downtown ER 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners based there 16 hours a day, so we're available if anyone needs to come in. If you go to one of the other Baptist ERs, Navarre Freestanding, Gulf Breeze, or Jay, we have the ability to offer telehealth for those services from Baptist downtown to those entities as well. So we can, if you don't come to Baptist downtown, we can log in and see you through that and just provide some resources. So we offer that, and then the other service line that we offer is our inpatient units. And again, we treat anyone from 4 years old all the way up, any age we can treat. And that's going to move across town. But we offer referral sources out in the community as well. So if our goal is to we have our inpatient behavioral health, and we love being that resource for the community for those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to necessarily put you in that restrictive environment unless you absolutely
right.
have to.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been working within the community to create a database, a continuum of care, so we can find any type of therapist that might fit your need. We can refer you to different programs based on whether you have insurance, whether you don't have insurance. We have a list that we can set you up with. So We work to provide those services, not just those who come into the facility and then are discharged, because we set up appointments before you leave, but if you come into the ER and we don't think you need to be admitted and you can be treated outpatient, we'll give you those resources. Sometimes we can help set up an appointment.
Great.
For you.
That's wonderful. So many resources. You said so many resources. That's awesome. So there's so many resources if you have insurance, if you don't. And like you said about the COVID and things like that, there was a lot of things have really come out of that, like BetterHelp, like the online stuff, Teladoc. So I do agree with you on that. Like that was a nice, I guess, a good outcome, I guess, if you could say about it was brought more to light for
yes.
people to get help. So that's great. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Eric Rutledge. He is administrator for behavioral health at Baptist. And so we're talking about Mental Health Awareness Month. It is May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. If you want to ask a question, you can, 437-1620. We'd be happy to answer that for you. So we often hear the word trauma, you know, when it comes to mental health. Can you explain a little bit how trauma affects our mental health?
So when we talk about trauma, especially in behavioral health, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it. Trauma is very specific to the individual. So it can be one single event. It could be a series of events. And they impact each individual differently. And then those, we call them ACE scores because we focus more on childhood with that. It doesn't necessarily lead to PTSD, but it puts you at higher risk for a lot of things depending on how many of these ACE scores you mm-hmm. get. It can impact your physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals with higher scores are more likely to smoke. They're more mm-hmm. likely to identify themselves as alcoholics or abusers of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
They're more likely to have injected illegal substances. Mm-hmm. They are much more likely to have attempted suicide by the time they reach adulthood. It also has negative impacts from a cardiovascular standpoint and overall life expectancy standpoint. Individuals with those higher scores are lower. And it just varies because it could be a single event or several, like we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell people I didn't realize that I had one of my own. I went through Hurricane Katrina, thought everything was fine. Mm-hmm. A few years later, a hurricane came into the Gulf. I just walked through my living room, saw it on mm-hmm. you know, the picture, the satellite, and it just hit me. And I kind of just panicked a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, people don't always know what their triggers are, how mm-hmm. it's impacted them. So being aware of that is very important.
Extremely important. I completely agree.
It is. And a lot of people don't realize some of the ones we focus more on childhood trauma. We try to get to the point, you know, used to you'd come in and people would say, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask what's wrong with you. We ask what happened to you, because it alters the development of the brain in children. So mm-hmm. we have to look at how it altered that and then how that impacts their behavior and then what we can do therapeutically to treat it. Baptist has incorporated a program, Ukiru is the name of it, and all of our staff are trained on it. It's trauma-based care.
Okay.
It's meant to help us with our interventions on every unit, not just kids' unit, but every unit. And it has been very, very successful with us. Our patients are responding better to that. It's allowed us to do some education with the family on what they can do away from our
great.
Facility.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's very individualized. So we can take a patient, we can go through and find out what exactly happened, how they're responding. Once we kind of find that out and what those triggers are, then we can go back and communicate that with the family before they go home, set that up with the aftercare. We're short term. We're not, mm-hmm. you know, we're not residential. We have a unique place, like I mentioned, in the continuum of care. So we send that to the aftercare follow-up, the school counselors, the parents, whatever outpatient provider we've initiated for them if they didn't already have one. So we continue that cycle with them and let them keep going with it.
That's amazing. That's great that you educate the family as well. I think that's super important and giving them the tools.
It is.
Because a lot of times they're just like, I don't know what to do to help my loved one. And so that's great that you're giving the family the tools and the person, the individual, the tools as well. And they can work as a unit at home, you know, as they work through it. So I think that's wonderful. Excuse me. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Eric Rutledge, the Administrator of Behavioral Health Services at Baptist. We are talking about mental health services. You can head on over to their website. That is ebaptisthealthcare.org. They have so many resources. He went through them, and I can't even tell you all of them, but there is a resource for you and the stage and place that you're at. And so I think that's great. If you have insurance, if you don't, if you need to be, you know, inpatient, if you don't, for children, it's wonderful. And can you tell us where your new facility is going to be?
It's going to be just off Brent Lane. I don't have the actual physical address.
Will it be at the Big New Baptist?
It is at the Big New Baptist, but it's not in that building.
Okay.
So it's a separate building. If it's closer towards the railroad track off
okay.
of Corday, so it's
mm-hmm.
in line with the new building.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pulled away. And we did that on purpose because we've landscaped it. It's going to have several gardens and outdoor spaces, so it's very serene, connected to nature, but also extremely private. And it bright, beautiful, an environment completely designed for healing. So,
and I sometimes I feel like people get a misconception of mental health services. Like you said, I think there was a stigmatism around you walk in and they just sit there and stare at you and say, "What's your problem?"
Yeah,
that's not how it is.
It's not.
It's definitely not. And people in my life personally, I've said that's not how it is. I mean, they really are there to help you and work through it. And honestly, I think just giving someone the tools to help them when they leave you is what's so important too. Like, okay, when this happens, this is what you need to do to help combat it and work on that while you're not with me. I think that's great because a lot of us don't have the tools to work through maybe your anxiety today and your depression today or maybe your stress level or your trauma. You don't have those tools, and honestly, you're not supposed to have them. That's why you go to a healthcare professional that's been trained to help you work through that and get to a better place in your life.
Yes. It's, you know, it's okay to go and seek care. It really is. There's been a stigma associated with behavioral health and mental health for many years. I'm happy to say that it appears to be improving and getting better.
I do believe that too.
I think the pandemic actually pushed that a little bit further along because people saw, you know, hey, I'm isolated at home. I need that human connection, that touch. And their only opportunity for a lot of that was maybe to reach out to a healthcare provider. And then we developed just so much useful technology. There are so many apps that you can put on your phone or your tablet now that allow you to access treatment of some form or fashion or gather information.
There is, yeah, definitely. Yes.
BetterHelp, you know, a lot of them are paid, but BetterHelp is one of the ones that I do like that's a paid app because it's not hugely expensive in comparison to some of the others. And you do have access to professionals with that. There are a lot of apps that we recommend for our patients. My3 is one of them. So if a patient comes in with depression or suicidal ideation of some type, we do what's called a Stanley Brown safety plan.
Okay.
And it's evidence-based care, but it outlines things. And while we're going through the process of your treatment, it's okay. So if you start having these thoughts of hurting yourself, who are three people that you know you can call? So we list those on this paper, the Stanley Brown. So what's three things that you can do that distract you? So do you have a game on your phone that you can do, or do you like Words with Friends, or, you know, any of that sort of thing? So a list of things that make you happy. What makes you happy? What are your reasons for not doing this? And that's now in an app in a lot of different
ways.
That's
really
neat. My3 is that way. So it actually, this is one of my favorite apps. So I'll go on and on about it. It is free. There's no fee associated with the app at all. But you actually program the numbers of your three contacts. And they know, hey, you know, I've had this problem before. If I'm calling, do everything you can to answer.
Right.
And you don't have to look up the number. If you open the My3 app, you can just hit their name and it calls them right away, or it'll send them a text message. It has games that you can do, and you're chatting the whole time with a professional,
a peer specialist. That's really neat.
So it is a really, really good tool that we like to use. And there's so many of them, some for providers, but a lot for patients now, or people who just need that support. They have them specialized in substance abuse, just stress. A lot of them deal in managing stress, and it could be advice or inspirational quotes that just pop up. So I do encourage.
Is it my number three, like the number three, or THREE?
The number three.
So the number three.
So if you just type in MY3, it'll pull it up. It's a very colorful little app. So,
well, good. See, there's a tool.
Right there.
There's a tool right there that has probably saved lives, which I think
it
is absolutely amazing. Like I said, I'm a big mental health advocate for all things mental health, ways that you can get help. And I love that you're having a facility that is bright and beautiful and open and not scary and not overwhelming, because I know that's so overwhelming, you know, when you're in a state of depression or anxiety. It's overwhelming to do anything in life.
It is.
To get off the couch, to get groceries. I mean, that's difficult for a lot of people. And so the place that they can come and feel loved, accepted, and it's bright and beautiful, I think is wonderful. So let's talk about, you know, what is the most common mental health symptom you see and treat at Baptist?
So if you're talking about all of our inpatient patients that come in and are actually admitted to the unit, if you combine them all together, all the kids, adults, and seniors, depression with suicidal ideation is the most prevalent.
Okay.
And that's the case also with all of the kids. It's pretty much everything we see in kids. For adults in our area, for admissions, it's split fairly evenly between depression and suicidal ideation and some form of psychosis.
Okay.
That could be a substance abuse or related to a major mental health issue, schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, something like that. And the reason we see that more with the inpatient is because that's the ones we really need to bring in and treat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you talk about everybody that comes to the behavioral medicine unit in the ER every year, or all of our ERs, depression is the primary. And then you see a lot of anxiety and behavioral disturbances associated with it. But that might not necessarily need inpatient. They just don't know where to go.
So. Right. And so you can head on over to ebaptisthealthcare.org. Find out more information. Again, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Eric Rutledge, Administrator of Behavioral Health Services at Baptist Healthcare. We're talking about mental health awareness because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So being aware of what resources you have in our community is great. If you're feeling a certain way today and you're like, head on over, get some information. They are there to help you. And they have, like he said earlier, tons of resources. So they meet you where you are in whatever phase it is. And I always say, don't wait. Just do it. Get some tools under your belt, and it will be the best thing you ever did. Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has been a pleasure having you, and I hope to have you again sometime soon. We can talk. We only got through a few questions, and we have a lot more to go.
Absolutely.
I want to let you know there's a Showtime presented by Pensacola Children's Chorus Broadway. That's May the 12th. That's this weekend, so don't miss out at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. You can get more information at their website.